WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Ceasefire scratched. The week-long truce between Israel and Hamas ended overnight, with each side accusing the other of violations. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Negotiations are continuing to try and achieve more prisoner releases as the fighting continues.
The New York Times reports Israel had Hamas' battle plan a year ago, but dismissed it as impossible for the group to carry out. The Middle East Institute's Bilal Saab.
This is not a problem of intelligence or information, if you want to call it raw information from the Israelis. They had plenty of it. That puzzle was nearly perfect.
Governors Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom held a campaign-style debate on Fox last night and tackled issues like immigration.
Joe Biden put a $14 billion immigration package up. 1,000 new law enforcement officers to deal with the fentanyl issue.
There's criminal aliens. There are terrorists. There's a lot of fentanyl.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of seven unions is filing a lawsuit to end the state's near-total ban on collective bargaining for public employees. The lawsuit was filed in a Dane County court on Thursday. The unions argue that Act 10 led to lower pay, staffing shortages, and poor working conditions. They say that because police and firefighters are able to collectively bargain, but teachers are not, Act 10 violates the state's constitution. Meanwhile, Wisconsin teacher pay isn't keeping up with inflation. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds that median pay for teachers in the state is 12% less than in 2009, adjusted for inflation. Teachers in Wisconsin's largest school districts got raises this year. It still doesn't appear to be enough to keep up with the cost of living. The median wage for teachers in Wisconsin is $59,000. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WCFW, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A man accused of killing a pregnant Reedsburg woman in 2020 and hiding her remains in a suitcase in Chippewa County is now back in Wisconsin. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office said that Jose Dominguez Garcia was arrested in Missouri earlier this week and was brought to Chippewa County yesterday. The slain woman, Rosalie Rodriguez, was reported missing in July 2020 before her remains were found in the town of Wheaton. If you're in the market for a Christmas tree, the DNR says you can find one in the forests of northern Wisconsin. The DNR said that trees can be taken from several state and county forests, as well as the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest for a small fee. Each forest has its own rules for taking a tree, including needing a permit and some location restrictions, and trees taken from state forests are not allowed to be resold. Soon, customers at Quick Trip will have the option of self-checkout. Newly built stores will have the self-checkout kiosks installed as part of their design. Quick Trip says that older stores will not be remodeled to include self-checkout, and that the self-checkout stations won't replace any human employees. Self-checkout kiosks will be able to accept all forms of payment and handle quick rewards.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane.
The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 but came back again in the fourth quarter. A nice three-point shot from Brook Lopez to take the lead. But Alex Caruso hits from three at the buzzer. The Bulls go on to win 120-113. It was Milwaukee's first overtime game this season. College hoops, it's the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Marquette Golden Eagles tomorrow in the Kohl Center. Tip off 11:30 a.m. Marquette ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry on facing Kansas City.
They're the defending world champs. I mean, they're going to get everyone's absolute best every single week, which you would think that would be the case regardless. But they're not going to sneak up on anybody and surprise anybody.
This will be the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes' first time ever playing at Lambeau Field.
Going to Green Bay, playing in a great environment, which I'm really excited about, against a team that's playing really good football right now.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Part
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of right around 35 this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 36 with a few scattered light snow showers late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap, UK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's finally here, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. By finally here, do you mean Friday?
Yeah, it's finally here. And it's not bad outside.
Not too bad. The clouds have rolled in a little bit, but the temperature's staying up.
Yeah, well, that's great, man. And it's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I have clouds rolling in. I think it's supposed to rain and possibly snow today, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is called mixed winter, a winter mix.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to get at today.
Well, it's supposed to be in the 40s for almost the next solid week, and low 40s, that's pretty good.
Yeah. This is the time, you know, I have this ice rink in my backyard. So this is when I start monitoring the thermometer carefully.
Oh, you laid it out already.
Oh, it's laid out. It's waiting for the water to get, it's what we call flooded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you mean... And
the
you'll use the hose to flood it.
Yeah, from the I've got a river next to me, and I withdraw. I maybe shouldn't say that.
so how do you get the water to come from the river into?
I talk to it.
hey, Calvin,
just persuasive.
Help us out.
It's a gasoline. I've got a gasoline pump.
You know, when you live in.
I'm a water whisperer.
You know, Sandy, I don't know, man. Sometimes I can't trust the Bucks.
Oh.
Did you see any of that last night?
I watched a game cast of it. I didn't watch it. Well, they did, you know, and it shows how important Connaughton is, maybe. Connaughton wasn't there, and they didn't have anyone reliable. You know, you looked at the minutes played by the starters. It was too many minutes. They didn't seem to be able to have confidence in their bench.
Sandy, the Bulls' best two players didn't play.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I see the Bucks' Achilles heel already.
Well, we're able to play down to just about anybody. Yeah.
I don't know if they could beat Marquette on a given night.
Well, they might play down to Marquette at least.
And the other part of it, Sandy, I think is – clearly dealing with young athletic teams is a big problem for them.
Well, I think it has to do with the athleticism on the defense side.
Right.
And they have trouble when they've got, and particularly when they have mid-size, it's not the big men that kill them. It seems to be the forwards, the shooting forwards that are athletic.
Yeah, that's clearly what it is. Well, we got a lot to talk about this morning. And I want to begin, Sandy, with since November, I guess the Medicare open enrollment has been going on, and it's be going on for a few more weeks. I don't know. I don't understand. I haven't understood. Many people in this listening audience are getting nonstop calls and people calling you. And
you know, for some reason, it's almost like they purposefully made it as complicated as possible and then decided not to explain it in any way that human beings can easily understand, you know, Part B, Part D, how it gets paid for, what's required, the donut hole.
Right.
All this talk, people really don't understand it. And it is hard to understand. And then the privatization of it, when they set up Medicare Advantage and allowed private insurers to step in and to make claims to the public about how it is that they would be better off, that they pay a lower premium than they would pay for their Medicare premium.
Right.
But they also, the coverage was different. The availabilities were different. So, you know, it's all part of our broken medical system, because Medicare, which ultimately could be the panacea, the solution, is still a relatively complex animal, particularly since we step into it in our dotage. And so, you know, we're probably less capable of wanting to sit down and figure it out at that point anyway. I rely on an insurance consultant who doesn't charge me anything, I think earns money out of the insurance policies I purchase, the gap coverage. But, you know, that's another thing, gap coverage. And should you have it? How much does it cost?
Well, yeah, I think if you can afford gap coverage, it certainly makes sense, because the private businesses that are talking to us are not giving us the things that they say they're going to give us, and we don't know what they leave out.
Well, gap cover, you know, there's Medicare covers, what, 80%. So you've got a 20% self-pay that you can cover with gap coverage. So, you know, I, for instance, use a gap insurer, WPS, Wisconsin Physician Services Insurance, as a gap coverage. I'm not advertising them. I'm just explaining what. So, and as a result, I don't have a copay when I go in for my insurance, when I go in for my health care. And, you know, for someone, as we get older, we tend to use a lot of health care. So, you know, I'm confident that my gap coverage, my overall process of paying premiums to Medicare I pay at the maximum level because of income,
right,
and gap coverage, and I end up still spending far less on my medical insurance than they're spending on me.
So, Sandy, the gap coverage is, so you don't have the B, C, D?
No, I do. Everyone has
that.
Oh, you
have all those things.
Yeah, and then, but the gap is the 80%.
That's the real cost.
It's the copay side of it. So it covers the copay gap.
Right.
And then you've got the insurance required, which is required to carry for prescription drugs, okay? And the prescription drug coverage, I think it's Part D, is a mandatory coverage, and people have to be careful to make sure they have it, because if they fail to get it, then they can't get it at some point.
So I remember when I first started Medicare and all these different B, Part B, C, and D, and I saw Joe Namath on television, and he would say, oh, we got to do this. And what was Joe Namath? So surely Joe Namath wouldn't lead me down the primrose path.
I'm going to sell you I'm going to sell you a bridge in Brooklyn then. If you trusted Joe Namath.
Well, Sandy, I'm not the only one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason they put those people in those positions.
Yeah.
And so for all of us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, you know, it's that time. I know you're like I am. You're exasperated. You're tired of it. But Sandy, Part B covers what?
Is this a test?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like I said, I use a consultant to help me work my way through.
Oh, you need, you need a consultant?
Well, it ends up being free because when you buy insurance from an when you have an insurance agent, you buy the insurance, they get a commission through that. So
right.
I do have someone who, and it's pure and simply on the healthcare side. It's pure and simply, I would guess, out of my gap coverage and whatever that the fee is earned. But yeah, I go to someone to consult on this and to find out what the cheapest options are.
So that just goes to show that, you know, even Sandy Williams it doesn't totally
well.
Understand.
You know what they say: a lawyer who serves himself has a has a fool for a client.
You know, it's I'm going to have to get somebody on who can really explain this, because I haven't even touched it again. I don't know what it is I'm doing. I don't know what I know. I have Humana. I don't know what. Whether you again, I'm
Humana
not,
is undoubtedly your prescription
yes
care insurer, the Part D, that's the part that's mandatory.
Yeah, but I don't know the other parts of these things. I don't know what it is these things cover. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If any of you know how this works, let all of us in on it. You know, because again, I've been talking about this since the open enrollment, and I haven't made one move on it because I knew Sandy was going to be here and I was going to get all the information from Sandy.
Oh.
And then Sandy.
Well, you know what they say is wisdom is knowing what you don't know.
Yeah.
You hit me in one of those spots.
I guess Tom from LA must know a little something about it. I don't, you know, Tom's not old enough to be on Social Security, but. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Thank you, Earl, for establishing that, because I'm far, far away from it. But I've heard enough horror stories that I wanted to get some information out there. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. So people wake up and realize that the power lies within us. Second is that anything with Medicare Advantage is a scam. There's some people that have had, I guess, success with it. But the thing is, Medicare Advantage charges the government oodles more money because it's more private insurance is what's happening. So therefore, it's not your regular Medicare. I'm just going to go off of another progressive talk show host, Tom Hartman. And Tom has people calling in every single day talking about the stories and the negativities of what Medicare Advantage has done to their life. It's nothing more than private insurance. And I think Sandy is absolutely correct. All you need is Medicare, regular, good old fashioned Medicare, and then a Medigap policy. But you don't get into anything where it's the private, and that's supposed to, Medigap is supposed to cover the 20% donut hole that they talk about. But I want people to be very, very aware of this, that, you know, there are good programs out there like Social Security, Medicare, and they drill these little holes in them. And that's what George War Criminal Bush did, is he started drilling a little hole into this where they got Medicare Part D and Part C and Part A and all these different things. And then they say the program doesn't work.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much, as always, man. You know, we've got to take a hiatus for a couple minutes. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. That's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. You can join us, 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
The Tap.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse so far.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're broadcasting from 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM Neshaw, the beautiful studios here in Waukesha. It's Friday. That means Fridays with my co-host Sandy. We're so Sandy. When a man lives to be 100 years old, oh, woman, for you to know who that person is and what they've done, it means you have to have a few years on your hide, right?
Yeah.
And so Henry Kissinger, he lived to be 100 years old and was still lucid, right?
Oh,
it's one thing to be 100 years old.
Last year he was giving TV interviews very lucidly, talking very cogently about, for instance, the Ukrainian situation and U.S. foreign policy, and even had was talking lucidly and having comments about the Gaza-Israeli conflict just months before he died.
And so those of us who've been around a little while, he's been on, you know, the scene. For how many different presidents, man?
Go well, I can tell you how far back I had him. I took a course from Henry Kissinger in college at Harvard, and this was before he was Secretary of State. This was in like 1965, 64. Henry was quite an egotistical fellow, and you know everyone was surprised by the thick German accent. Even though he came to the United States when he was like 17 years old, he managed to hang on to that accent right to the bitter end. But he was a very brilliant guy, and he was a student of a diplomat from the 19th century, Metternich, who was a German diplomat who was kind of renowned for being very Machiavellian, power-based, and interested in pursuing the national interests of his client country. And Henry believed in something called Realpolitik, which was Realpolitik, which was essentially a manifestation of that, pursuing the power and using the power of countries in the diplomacy, okay? But it was to be restricted to things that were really mattered, okay? And so whereas Henry used his intellect when he was Secretary of State to, for instance, Richard Nixon right. After he was a mentor of Nelson Rockefeller, and Rockefeller sort of plugged him into the Nixon administration. And you know, he was very actively involved in the strategies associated with Vietnam, and somewhat laid to his feet the bombings of Laos and Cambodia and some of the what seemed like war criminal conduct that the U.S. had at the right. time in Vietnam. But after that, he used his intellect to realize that opening the door to China was an important and wise thing. In many respects, he did it because he was trying to sever the relationship between China and Russia, Soviet Union at the time, and to put to weaken the Soviet Union's grip on the world by weakening their relationship with China by forging one with China, which was a very sound thing to do, actually. And he was one who would ignore the ideology, the ideological processes within countries. Were they democratic? Were they not internally? That didn't matter to him. And I think that that's where I kind of come down in agreement with Henry, in that what we have to look at when we form our foreign policies is the real interest of the United States, the one that is so powerful that we would have a bipartisan agreement about it, one that is so powerful that we would stand behind it, and the world would understand that we were going to stand behind it because of the importance it had to us. And that's how I would fault, for instance, the policies we've had in Eastern Europe that have led to our policy with respect to Ukraine. I don't think it was based on a real analysis of real interest, a real strategic interest. And positions you take, particularly ones that relate to warfare, ultimately, need to be based on that, or else we might equivocate. And here we are finding the United States right now in the process of potentially equivocating, which is because we probably didn't have that real interest in the beginning. So Henry Kissinger was faulting us about Ukraine because he thought that our dalliance with Ukraine and NATO was creating the potential for warfare where it didn't need to exist.
Well, you know, Sandy, Henry Kissinger was a confidant of how many presidents? I mean, Barack Obama, didn't matter, Democrat or Republican, they all called.
Yeah, they all listened to Henry. I mean, from Richard Nixon on, Henry Kissinger had a great deal of influence and was viewed as an influential and wise guy. You know, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. And so, you know, he's quite a figure. You know, I mean, controversial, yes, particularly with respect to some decisions. He apparently might have been behind the U.S. policies associated with Chile and Pinochet, the installation of a dictator in Chile that was very cruel in terms of his processes towards the Chileans.
Well, and Central America, and a lot of decisions that were made by our government in Central America.
Yeah, the problem with a guy like Metternich was that when a country had power, Metternich in the 19th century thought that they ought to use it. They ought to essentially play with the rest of the world based on their power. And I think Henry had some of the same instincts, so that, you know, the policies we had in South America that could be laid to the feet of Henry Kissinger are pretty suspect, probably.
You know, Sandy, and the reason that that's so important is because when we, especially the Central American policies, is because it's part and parcel why there's so many immigrants.
Exactly.
From Central America, they who are at the border.
Right. I mean, if our policies in South America had been intended to help the South American countries themselves thrive, that would have been different than what apparently our policies might have been driven by, which was maybe American corporate interests within those countries, rather than the idea that what we wanted to do was have those South American and Central American countries thrive. If they were thriving, people would not be marching up to the border in an effort to escape.
So you got a private little story about you and Henry Kissinger.
Well, Henry Kissinger.
So you got to hold it.
Okay.
Hold it. Well,
hold my
hold
water.
That thought.
Hold
my. let's not put the cart before the horse.
Okay.
It's Friday. It's Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. 844-967-2789. Got a lot to talk about. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The secretary of the host committee for the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is stepping down. Milwaukee Public Schools cut ties with Gerard Randall's Milwaukee Education Partnership 2 weeks ago. School board members say it isn't clear exactly what the nonprofit did with school district money. It also appears that Randall lied about prominent people in Wisconsin serving on his leadership team. Quick trips are getting even quicker in some places in Wisconsin. The ubiquitous chain of convenience stores says going forward, new stores will have self-checkout kiosks. The company says no checkout clerks will lose their jobs. Several Quick Trip locations in southern Wisconsin already have self-checkouts. The kiosks will not be installed in existing stores. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A man accused of killing a pregnant Reedsburg woman in 2020 and hiding her remains in a suitcase in Chippewa County is now back in Wisconsin. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office said that Jose Dominguez Garcia was arrested in Missouri earlier this week and was brought to Chippewa County yesterday. The slain woman, Rosalie Rodriguez, was reported missing in July 2020 before her remains were found in the town of Wheaton. A crash knocked out power in Mondovi for most of the day Thursday. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office said a semi hit a utility pole around 10:30 in the morning, which snapped the pole and knocked power lines to the ground. The crash happened when the driver of the semi fell asleep and ran into the pole. It took crews over 6 hours to restore power to Mondovi after the crash. A pair of bills in the state legislature would seek to expand the state's electric vehicle charging station network by deregulating convenience and retail stores as utilities. The bills would also change state statute to allow Wisconsin to receive tens of millions of dollars in federal funding to set up the new electric vehicle charging stations. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Bucks lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12, but came back again in the fourth quarter. A nice three-point shot from Brook Lopez to take the lead. But Alex Caruso hits from three at the buzzer. The Bulls go on to win 120-113. It was Milwaukee's first overtime game this season. College hoops, it's the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Marquette Golden Eagles tomorrow in the Kohl Center. Tip-off 11:30 a.m. Marquette ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry on facing Kansas City.
They're the defending world champs. I mean, they're going to get everyone's absolute best every single week, which you would think that would be the case regardless, but they're not going to sneak up on anybody and surprise anybody.
This will be the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes' first time ever playing at Lambeau Field.
Going to Green Bay, playing in a great environment, which I'm really excited about, against a team that's playing really good football right now.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of right around 35 this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 36 with a few scattered light snow showers late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. And we're talking about, Henry Kissinger and his legacy. And before we go to Sandy to talk about his, story with his meeting.
Up close and personal.
Henry Kissinger. Yeah. We'll go to the phone lines and Linda from Eau Claire. Hey, good morning to you, Linda. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for listening. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Talking about Henry Kissinger, his voice, when Henry spoke, you listened. It was so unique. That accent, it was so basic.
Strong.
It sounded so,
yeah,
so authority. Whenever he talked, I listened. I thought the man was sexy. But anyway, I just wanted to add that to it. But getting back to your Medicare, your Part D coverage, medications, Earl, and listeners, you've got to check every year what you are signed up for because the premiums change. I will give you an example for my own self. My prescription.
We lost her. So call back. In the meantime, make sure you call back, Linda. In the meantime, Sandy, you wanted to talk.
Well, yeah, bit. Henry Kissinger. So this is a short story, but interesting.
Okay, Sandy, hang on. She's back. Let's
she's
finish
back.
Up.
All right,
Linda.
I just wanted to say that my premiums for what I had been paying in 23 were like $21 and some odd cents. Beginning in January, they were going to be increased through United Healthcare to over $54 and some cents. Well, I work with an insurance person. I go to them every year. People, please check what you're paying for because prices change for these policies that fill in for what Medicare doesn't cover or whatever. That's my point. You have to shop around. And anyway, I will be quiet. That's all I wanted.
No, Linda, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the information. And Sandy, let me ask you.
That's definitely what I do, too. I check in with a person each year. And it is true that particularly Part D, depending on your prescriptions that you'd get, you fill out a list that describe all the prescription
right.
drugs you use, and then you can get quotes back on what your Part D coverage will be. And it varies considerably from year to year and from provider to provider.
Aren't there regulations?
No, this is a competitive marketplace. So the competitive marketplace for the insurance companies, and they basically have a product available and different products available and different prices. And the problem is understanding that marketplace and being able to access it and figure out what to use, which is why I go to an insurance person like Linda does.
In other words, read the small print.
Yeah.
Okay. Sandy, you had this balance with...
So this is roll the clock forward. This is like 2001, 2002. I have a college roommate from college, a wonderful guy, Barry Williams. He's a member of something called the Bohemian Club in California, which is quite an interesting organization. And if you go to the internet, it's kind of notorious because it's a men's only organization. It's comprised of sort of super influential members and people, and lots of politicians, ex-presidents. And it turns out ex-Secretary of State, too. So it has a summer encampment in a redwood grove north of San Francisco. I got invited out by Barry. I go there. I find out that there's 2,400 men in this redwood grove. And it's got very nice permanent encampments, but the septic system isn't really built to deal with 2,400 men. And so you are encouraged to relieve yourself and in the most elementary fashion on a redwood trees, okay? And so it's got an odd aspect to it there. I'm embarrassed to think about this, but it's time for me. And the first day there, I go out to the redwood tree outside my encampment, and I am doing as I'm told. And I turn to my right, and there's a very short man with sort of reddish hair standing next to me doing the same thing, and it's Henry Kissinger. And I was surprised to... notice that my college professor that was standing there with me, we were leaving. It wasn't a good time for a long conversation, so we didn't have one. But I can tell you that I've been up close and personal with Henry Kissinger.
Sandy.
And incidentally, what Linda said about Henry Kissinger was an unusual fellow in that during the time that he was Secretary of State, he was unmarried. He was divorced, and he was quite a rake. I mean, he would be seen in public places with remarkably beautiful women, some of them actresses, etc. So,
Henry Kissinger.
Yeah. Apparently, apparently a lot of people like this accent.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that alone. We'll let sleeping dogs lie. Cause there's something else I wanted to add, but maybe not now. Let me ask you this, Sandy. There is a climate change. What do you call it? Gathering.
Yeah, there's a conference, a world conference.
World conference.
COP8, I think it's called.
Yes. That is happening right now. Joe Biden is not there. And
apparently Kamala Harris is going there now and the United States is getting some criticism because
the president wasn't
going, and she's only decided to go after there was some criticism about the president not going.
So Sandy, there are people who still don't believe climate change is real, and especially in our nation, we just are pushing back against any of those things. We for whatever reason, I don't think Sandy, we really the average citizen understands those things, but there are certainly people who claim to know, who aren't scientists, who are saying this is a hoax. This is just being created to, you know, take away your gas-powered automobiles, stoves.
Theories like the fact that the human contribution to the climate change is a hoax, theories like that can be seductive if they line up with your profit interest, right? I mean, if it turns out that you'll live more comfortably, live more profitably, in a world that ignores the human contribution to climate change, then you might be much more willing to accept that theory. And I would attribute that to human nature. And I think that there are a fair number of people susceptible to the greedy side of human nature who have decided to believe things and recite things and say things that are convenient to them. It's much like Al Gore's documentary, The Inconvenient Truth, about climate change. I think the problem with the way climate change was sold was that initially it seemed to be being sold on the basis that human beings were the only cause of climate change. And I think what is probably undoubtedly true is that our climate has changed and evolved, and it's gone up and down in terms of temperature. We've had ice ages, we've had water deluge periods. And so the people who are skeptics can look at that and say, no, this is just a natural cycle. But the scientists tell us that yes, we're involved with a natural cycle, but the human being contribution to this cycle has vastly accelerated the rate at which this cycle is being experienced and this cycle towards global warming. And so what the skeptics ignore is the fact that there's definitely an incremental and a substantial incremental cause to the rate at which our globe is warming, which is human caused. And if we want to slow that cycle down, which we certainly should because of the dire consequences which are predicted from it, you know, the deluge which caused Noah's Ark, which might actually relate to some actual historic period 40, 50,000 years ago, was related to a global warming period when we lost global ice and when the amount of water, the amount of water in our world is finite. And it's either going to be in the form of water, it's going to be in the form of humidity, or it's going to be in the form of ice. And when all of the ice melts, the level of water that we have goes way up. And all the water that is sitting on land migrates back to the oceans, and the oceans rise considerably. So we should want to change, we should want to moderate the human impact on global warming to the extent possible. And I think if people talked about it that way, we would poke a hole in the skeptics' arguments who simply want to say, hey, we aren't causing this. This is a natural cycle.
So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do you believe that, you know, climate change is real? I'll tell you, Sandy, the average person, and I'm the average person, I only believe that it's real because I remember as a young man what winters were. You could kind of predict how they would be.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, when you and I were young men, there would be ice rinks already flooded in Milwaukee, yes, and people would already be out skating in the beginning of December. Here we are, December 1st, and, you know, we're talking about rain today, and we're talking about 40s next week. Yeah, there's no question that if you live long enough, that those of us who have lived long enough can remember the day when the climate was colder. And so we have this warming, and the people who would deny that there's global warming are simply denying facts, okay, that there's clearly facts. The skeptics who would say humans aren't causing it want to lean on the notion that global warming is a natural cycle. And what they're ignoring is the significant human contribution to the rate of global warming.
All right, let's go to Tim from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Tim. Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Yeah, global warming stuff, people denying it. You know, you say the atmosphere is getting filled with carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, whatever. A friend of mine used to say, well, if people don't think that it's happening, just consider what happens when you take a hose and put in your exhaust pipe and put it into your car. Pretty soon it fills up and you're dead. You know, it's that's kind of what you look at. Global warming, the carbon dioxide and stuff, we're putting it in the air.
Well, yeah, there's no question that the rate at which carbon dioxide is being introduced into the atmosphere is growing considerably because we're taking, you know, fossil fuel, fossils, which would be buried underground and the carbon sequestered and basically banked in that fashion and not released back to the atmosphere. And we're releasing it all back to the atmosphere. And the other problem with global warming is it's doing things like in the tundra in the northern Siberia, where there's been all kinds of carbon sequestered and locked up in the frozen tundra. When it melts, it releases a great deal of carbon dioxide. So we're unleashing cycles of that are built on themselves. Okay, so we've got essentially hardly something different than a virtuous cycle. It's an unvirtuous cycle, which is creating a faster and faster rate of global warming.
So, Sandy, do you believe that when we choose to ignore this, and scientists clearly tell us what the outcome of these things are going to be, and yet talk show hosts push back on the science, and well, you know, They want to take away your gas-powered automobile, and they want to take away your stove, and because, you know, we can't allow this to happen.
Well, one of the biggest problems with global warming is going to be mass migrations of human beings. We're already seeing the political impact of migrations through immigration policy and resistance across the world.
844-967-2789. Hang on the lines. We'll return shortly.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
93.5 The Tap K.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining.
The King, Nat King.
After all those decades, still.
Yeah.
And the soul right. Felt its worth.
There's never been another voice like it. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Friday's with my co-host Sandy Williams, and we're talking about climate change. And let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. How you doing?
Good morning. Well, you can put me in the category of alarmed about the climate, because I am 67 years old and I have seen major changes just in those years of my life.
Right.
And when you talk about the natural phases of history and the ice age, those are things that happened over millions, and I'm going to repeat, millions of years. What humans have done to the Earth in the last 150 years is like a nanosecond in the time of the Earth. So if people can't understand that, then I guess they just don't understand the concept of mathematics and physics.
Sandy?
Well, absolutely. And I would say that the skeptics, I was saying to Earl, is that most of the skeptics have pocketbook reasons for being skeptical. And I wouldn't accuse them of malice of forethought. I just think it's human nature that when something conveniently lines up, the sun, the moon, and the stars line up with prosperity, you want to lean in the direction of believing that. And most of these skeptics are people who are in the oil industry, in the coal industry, in the electrical generation industry, in the automobile industry, the industries that are largely responsible for substantial amounts of carbon emissions. And those are the people who are most driven to be skeptical about this. And the public that listens to business and that kind of thing follow along, you know. But the fact is that there's just as much business on the flip side on renewable energy, and I think there's plenty of new businesses that are realizing that. I think the electric industry is beginning to realize that. They make money out of building power plants, and a solar power plant is just as profitable to an electric utility as a coal-fired power plant. So here in Wisconsin, we have a pretty ambitious plan to get rid of coal-fired plants. But you're right. The industrial revolution that has created all these carbon emissions is a nanosecond in the history of the Earth, and yet it's had an effect in terms of accelerating global warming that is the equivalent, I'm sure, of tens of thousands of years.
Hey, yeah. Cindy, anything else?
I'm going to push back just a little though, because the people of the fossil fuel industries and all these other industries, they are not skeptics. They just don't care. I mean, they know. The fossil fuel industry has known about this for decades. They just choose to look the other way. And what I don't understand is, you know, they say that the humans are the intelligent species. No, we're the most ignorant species on the face of the planet, because we are out to destroy our home. No other species tries to destroy its home other than humans.
Well, humans are the only ones with free will. Thank you very much for the call, Cindy. Really appreciate it. You know, Sandy, scientists watch giant doomsday glacier in Antarctica that is breaking loose. I don't know, Sandy. We're not trying to frighten people. There are people who are saying they're just trying to frighten you. That's not the case.
Well, I think, I think the terrifying thing is what it's going to do to society. Okay, it's the anthropologists and the people like that who are looking at global warming and describing the phenomena that it will that will occur when environments change so dramatically, when places become too hot to be inhabited, when they become too dry to be inhabited, when they become inundated with water such that they can't be inhabited. It requires that the human beings who inhabit that area move, migrate in mass. Right now, we basically experience mass migrations as the result of warfare and social problems created by man. But in the future, when we and right now, in fact, it's already being experienced, we're beginning to experience the leading edge of mass migrations caused by global warming. The instability that mass migrations create socially and politically is not to be underestimated. It already is having an extreme effect. Immigration is a huge issue in almost every one of the Western countries in Europe, where migrations are being experienced from the Mideast in vast numbers, and in the United States, and really every place that has interconnected land masses. And so, we need to understand that what we're playing with is fire.
You know, Sandy, I think what really is at the root of it is those of us who are living now, it's almost like we're not concerned about. This is not going to happen tomorrow.
Well, that's
right.
That's the problem with planning horizons for human beings. Political planning horizons are less than the tenure in office, right? So a planning horizon for a U.S. senator is no more than 6 years, and planning horizon for a congressman is 2 years. President's planning horizon is four years. A human planning horizon is probably the adult period of their life, which might be 40 years of active adulthood. And so you've got a 40-year planning horizon. Not much is going to happen to the globe in a 40-year planning horizon. And we all tend to have this sort of Cuban view of mañana, right? Mañana is good enough for me. There used to be a song to that effect, tomorrow. Let's put it off to tomorrow if we don't have to do it today. And mañana, if in a 40-year timing horizon, it turns out, planning horizon, can be a disastrously long time, because in the last 40 years, the global temperature has risen dramatically. The rate of melt into the ocean has risen dramatically. But we weren't willing to plan for it. We were warned about it. Al Gore did an effective job of warning us about it in 2000.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like so long ago that Al Gore was sounding this alarm, and he was made mockery of, right?
Right.
The things that were being said about Al Gore and what he was attempting to, explain to us, that many of those things, Sandy, have come to fruition already.
Absolutely.
And that just seems like, like yesterday.
And the problem is that when scientists roll up their sleeves and try and study this, instead of finding things that could give us comfort, they're finding things that concern us. They're finding that the cycle of global warming plays onto itself and tends to increase the rate of warming rather than moderate the rate of warming.
All right. So those of you on the phone lines, do us a favor. Hang on. We've got to take a short hiatus. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. It's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Divine.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.